Aboriginal survivors of sexual and physical abuse in a Catholic mission home for stolen generation children have today received a formal public apology from the federal government and three church organisations in Darwin. But they had to fight for it as a condition of a class action settlement they won earlier this year. And at an emotional ceremony at a Darwin hotel, some of the survivors threw the Commonwealth's very careful statements back in its face. Jane Barden reports.
Aged six, Maxine Cundy was one of hundreds of children taken from their parents to the Garden Point Mission on Melville Island north of Darwin between 1941 and 1962. Most were forcibly taken there under the federal government's stolen generation policies.
So hard. Jane, and it's like, I don't have a full 8 hours sleep because the torment is still there. And someone said to me today, Maxine, you better say you've got closure. I said, I won't say I've got closure because I'm going to die with this.
She was beaten by nuns. Her sister Josie and brother Alfred were molested by priests and older children. Josie says as a small child, she used to escape with Alfred into the bush to hide.
I used to go and get him. First light, Canberra, we got bush. I watch his back, he watch mine.
Alfred spent 10 years in suicidal anguish before dying from a heart attack in 2019. It prompted Maxine to gather survivors together and find lawyers to launch a class action.
And I thought, right, I'm going to run with this. You're not going to get away with hurting my brother and my sister.
She felt the federal government's national redress scheme was inadequate. In June, 42 of the survivors won a financial settlement. Today, they made the groups responsible listen in a packed hotel conference room. Zita Wallace was taken from Alice Springs to the island with her young siblings.
And what, because of my colour of my skin, that our people were not able to look after us because they were black, and that something that'll hurt me forever.
They got unreserved public apologies, which were part of the deal they asked for, from the missionaries of the Sacred Heart and Sister Mary Stevens from the Daughters of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart.
I apologise wholeheartedly to all those involved for the harm and distress you suffered.
And from the Catholic Bishop of Darwin, Charles Garchi.
I apologise unreservedly to all the members of the Stolen Generation who were abused at Garden Point, and I'm deeply committed for the protection of all and that these things never happen again.
They got a statement from the Commonwealth Indigenous Australians Agency Acting Chief Executive Blair Exel by video link.
I am sorry you were not provided the support and protection you needed and deserved, and for the difficulties you experienced as a result.
Shaking with distress and anger, Maxine Cundy responded to the federal government.
The apology is good, but I can't accept it, and I can't forgive the Commonwealth for what they did to the stolen generation, because you took these kids, you destroyed their lives. We all live with it today. And my people back there, today is our day, okay? We've got recognition and we've got victory, okay? We've got victory.
After former PM Kevin Rudd personally delivered a government apology in 2008, Maxine Cundy was dismayed a minister couldn't step up today.
I had no say in all of this. So, you know, hurt my feelings because I wanted the real thing here.
But she's hopeful what her group has achieved will be a call to arms to other survivor groups who haven't yet got compensation or heard the words sorry or apology.
In actual fact, I wanted to fight for the whole lot, but I couldn't do it because I didn't have the backup. And I thought, well, I'll do my own for Alfred and maybe something will happen after that. And because I beat the Commonwealth, well, that opened it all up.
Maxine Cundy speaking with Jane Barden in Darwin.